Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you again on the radio broadcast. We're going to be sharing with you more on the subject of the great exchange that occurred through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when we're born again, we become new creations. We're changed on the inside of us, and this is all because of the great exchange that Jesus accomplished for us. Because of His sacrifice, He took away everything that brings destruction so that now we could have the blessings of God in our life. We've already talked about the fact that Jesus was made sin so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Jesus knew no sin. He became sin. Now you've been made righteous. You were a sinner. You were saved by God's grace. Now you are the righteousness of God. And you need to start identifying with yourself on who you are in Christ. Because of this great exchange, you are no longer a sinner if you're born again. You are now the righteousness of God. You've been made that way. You are in right standing with the Lord. We also pointed out the fact that He died so that we could be alive. Even when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, He quickened us together with Christ. By grace we were saved. Jesus died so that now you could have life. That death has now been broken over us. Now we have eternal life abiding in us, and we now are going to live forever with the Lord. Jesus went to hell so that now we could go to heaven. We mentioned that scripture in Matthew 12:40, where Jonah was in the whale's belly there for those 3 days and three nights. And just that's the same type as the Son of Man being 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. That's in the center of the earth. That was in hell. Jesus went to hell for 3 days and three nights after having been made sin, and He bore away everything of what the devil could put upon mankind to redeem us. He paid the price so that now we could be set free. He went through the avenue of death to get him that had the keys of hell and of death. That's the devil, and He took away that away from him and redeemed us back unto God. We saw the scripture in John 14 where it says that in My Father's houses are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself. Praise God, we're going to go to heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus became sick so that we could be healed. Jesus took the infirmities upon Himself on the cross. The Bible says Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. By whose stripes you were healed, the stripes of Jesus were taken for all the sickness and disease to bear it away so that now healing is your legal right. Healing belongs to every single believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, we saw the scripture where the fact that Jesus became poor so that we now could have His riches of abundance. God is a God who will cause you to have all of your needs met. The Bible says that we know His grace, that though He was rich, He became poor, that you through His poverty might be rich. And now He causes us to have all sufficiency in all things to abound every good work. He now will supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Jesus received the law of sin and death in Him, so that now the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus could be operative in us. And now we have been set free, and now we can walk free from all of the effects of sin and death. And now the law of the Spirit of life, which brings healing, it brings health, it brings prosperity, it brings peace, it brings joy, it brings contentment, it brings satisfaction, it brings the promises of God to pass in our life. Jesus also became captive so that now we could be free. He went into captivity. He gave Himself into the hand of captivity. So now you could be free. Praise God. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Don't put up with any kind of captivity or bondage in your life. You are to take hold of the freedom and walk in that freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus also took away all our worry, all the care, all the anxiety, all the mental suffering, all the sorrow, so that we could have the peace and the joy. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you, there's a peace that passes all understanding. There's a joy unspeakable and full of glory that we can enter into. The Bible says the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing and desire, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Hallelujah. You don't have to have any more of that sorrow. You don't have to have any more care, worry, anxiety. We can cast it upon the Lord, and we can have peace and joy in our life. Jesus also suffered that death so that we could have that eternal life. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We know the fact that Jesus is the one who brings forth good things. In fact, we know the devil's the one who steals, kills, and destroys. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. All the works of destruction, of death, stealing, killing, whatever area of death it might be, that's coming from the devil. But praise God, we've been redeemed. Now Jesus says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You know, Jesus suffered apparent defeat for us so that he could make us more than a conqueror. That's another one of the great exchange. Remember, Jesus gave himself into the hands of the devil. It looked like he was defeated. But of course, he went through the avenue of death to redeem us. The devil had no right to take him there. The Bible says if the princes of this world had known, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory, because they took someone who they had no right to take because he did not sin. And from that, that's the reason Jesus could be raised from the dead, and they could not hold him captive because he had no sin in his life. Well, he caused us to be raised up from the dead with him, and now he's made us more than a conqueror. He's caused us to triumph in all things in Christ. Praise God. Romans 8:37 says, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You are more than a conqueror, and you are able to overcome in every area of your life. Jesus also was condemned so that now we would be justified. Romans 8:1 says, there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Jesus took the condemnation of sin upon himself so that now we've been made right. We are in right standing with him. And there is no condemnation, no guilt for those in Christ Jesus. Any guilt or condemnation that comes against you, that's the devil. Whenever we sin, what should we do? Run to the Lord, confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now we can be free from all that condemnation. Don't receive condemnation from the devil. Jesus also took man's fallen nature upon himself so that we could have the divine nature. We could be a partaker of the divine nature through the promises of God. 2 Peter 1:4 says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. Through the Word of God, we can take hold of the promises, we can be conformed into the image of Jesus, and we can be a partaker of the divine nature. See, God's at work to change you. You're being transformed by the renewing of your mind. He's getting his word in you, and it is causing you to be cleansed. It's causing you to have knowledge of the truth. And as you walk in the truth and you walk in God's ways, we can now can have his thoughts and his ways established in us as we are partakers of the divine nature through the Word of God. Jesus made that great exchange, took away that fallen nature. Now we can have the divine nature manifest in us. Also, Jesus became a curse for us, so now we can be blessed. Galatians 3:13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth upon a tree. Jesus became the curse so that now we could get free from the curse in our life. And now the blessing of Abraham could come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. And praise God, the Bible declares that we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now the blessings belong to us, and we can break the power of every curse. We can come against every work of the devil. We can overcome everything that the enemy brings against us, and we can receive the blessings of God because of the great exchange that took place. Jesus also was forsaken from the presence of God so that now he would never forsake us and never leave us. Remember in Matthew 27:46, when Jesus was crying with a loud voice, and he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He was forsaken for us. He was forsaken as he took upon himself our sin, made sin. He was separated from the presence of God, and he went down in hell for 3 days and three nights. And when he was raised up, now we who have received him, been born again, and now the Bible says, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. God is with us always. Praise God, Jesus paid the price of being forsaken for us. in order that we now could have the eternal abiding presence of the Lord, never leaving us and never forsaking us. And what goes along with that is Jesus was cast out of the presence of God so that now we can have free access into the presence of God. We see the fact that Jesus was separated because of our sin. This purpose was in order to redeem us. But now, because of Him being cast out of the presence of God for us, you and I have free access into the presence of God. The Bible says we have boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus. The Bible says that therefore we can come boldly under the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace and our help in time of need. I'll tell you, the way into the holiest is open for you. You can come boldly in prayer, and you can take hold of God's mercy. You can find His grace in your time of need, and God will meet your need. Praise God, now we have free access into the presence of the Lord. Another thing, Jesus became weak that we may be strong. The Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. Don't identify with that weakness, that's of the flesh. Jesus was the one who bore that away. The great exchange meant all this weakness is gone. Now the strength of the Lord is the strength of your life. Start declaring your strength because the great exchange has occurred, and don't accept that weakness from the enemy. There also was a change in the old covenant to the new covenant. The old covenant had fault. That's why they needed a new covenant. The old covenant had promises, but they weren't the better promises of the new covenant. In the old covenant, they were not right with God. Now in the new covenant, we are right with God, and we can walk in victory. No longer do we have a spirit of bondage. Now we have the spirit of adoption. No longer are we under the law. Now we are in the position of grace, under the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll tell you, there's a great exchange that took place. Jesus took it all away so that now you could have His eternal life. That great exchange belongs to you. Now you can possess all of the promise of God. You can be everything that God wants you to be. You can be blessed. You can be healed. You can be free. You can have the abiding presence of God. You have free access to Him. You can be strong. You can be victorious in your life because of what Jesus did for you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless.